Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. We hear often that a lack of physical activity is driving childhood obesity. Still, the schools where kids spend a lot of their days are failing to let kids out for much playtime. In Washington, there's a long-standing state law that sets a minimum amount of PE in elementary and middle school. But a KUOW investigation found that many districts in the Seattle area do not comply with that law. KUOW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld has the first installment of a three-part series on PE and recess in local schools.
It's in the upper 80s on this unseasonably hot May Day, but that doesn't seem to faze the students racing around the playfield at Schmitz Park Elementary in Seattle. PE teacher CJ Seeley is refereeing from the sidelines.
They're playing capture the flag. So we are getting them to do a lot of cardio exercise without them really knowing. You got to save your people. You got to get them back. Here we go. It's 2-2. Great. Green team wins over here because they got all...
State law requires that elementary school students get an average of at least 100 minutes of PE per week. Schmitz Park is in compliance with that law for most grade levels. But in KUOW's research, we found that that's a rare exception to the rule. Seeley says she knows the situation is bad in other schools, especially when budgets or space get tight.
And if anything's going to go, it's going to be PE. Always. But I have a very supportive principal who agrees with the benefits of PE.
So in this age of school accountability and data analysis, who's keeping track of the amount of PE students are getting? Not the State Department of Education.
We do not have a data collection mechanism in place.
Lisa Ruckhose is the state's Health and Fitness Education Program Supervisor. Ruckhose says although she doesn't have any data, she hasn't heard that any districts are out of compliance with the PE law.
We trust that school districts will comply with all of the rules and regulations.
In fact, none of the eight Seattle area districts KUOW contacted is in compliance with state law. Although the mandatory average is 100 minutes of PE per week, in Bellevue, the average is 40 minutes a week. In Highline, it's 90 minutes. The other district said they're somewhere in the middle.
I think your findings are concerning and disturbing for several reasons.
Dr. Pooja Tandon is a pediatrician at the Seattle Children's Center for Child Health, Behavior, and Development. Despite record rates of childhood obesity, Tandon says cutbacks of PE and recess are ongoing nationwide. She says that's a big problem, because along with the value of exercise for kids' physical health, there's increasing evidence that activity makes a big difference academically, too.
So there are studies that have shown that children who are more physically active pay better attention at school, there are neurocognitive and learning benefits, and even some studies that have found higher test scores in children who are more physically active.
Test scores may be one key reason for the PE deficit. Many teachers say as schools have been held more accountable for student test scores in subjects like reading and math, untested subjects like PE have often been cut back. In Seattle Public Schools, physical education program manager Lori Dunn says she doesn't know how many district schools are out of compliance with the state's PE law.
Because there hadn't really been an accountability piece throughout our state, it hasn't been policed.
So KUOW conducted its own survey of elementary school principals in Seattle. Of the 43 who responded, fewer than one quarter report that they provide the required amount of PE.
We know we're not in compliance, but this is a nationwide epidemic as far as not valuing health and wellness.
Seattle recently received a federal grant to improve its PE curriculum. Dunn says the new curriculum is meant to make what kids learn in PE consistent across the district and emphasize lifelong health and fitness. It also incorporates the new Common Core state standards for reading and math, like having kids do arithmetic using pedometer data. It's based on 100 minutes of PE per week, though, so schools that offer less won't be able to complete the curriculum. But Dunn says she believes that the new curriculum will inspire schools to comply with state law. As for whether she plans to ensure that schools actually do, Dunn offered no specifics.
Are you putting any pressure on buildings to increase their PE minutes if they're out of compliance?
I think, again, it's a system level, is looking at the value and rethinking as a system how we deliver content. And, again, looking at the core.
So is that a yes or a no?
Looking at the core.
Okay.
Go, 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 go!
Back at Schmitz Park Elementary School, Principal Garrett Kishner says that although his school offers an unusually generous amount of PE, he still falls short of state law for his fourth and fifth graders. Kishner says he has 600 students, only one gym, and limited time in the school day. He says in Seattle, the trouble dates back to 1975, when voters rejected two school levies in a row. To save money, the district had to shorten the school day by 30 minutes, minutes that used to go to classes like PE and music.
We still have not recovered from that double levy failure. I was in elementary school at the time, right? And that it's been two generations with that shorter period of time, we just can't do it.
Still, Kishner says he and his staff work hard to fit in the required time for PE and dance.
We know many families can supplement with all sorts of other activities after school, but many families cannot. And those are part of a child's education and an essential part of them being healthy learners.
Although few, if any, of the state's largest districts are making PE the same priority that Kishner is, Lisa Ruckhose at the State Education Department is upbeat.
I think that Washington State is one of the leaders around physical education and physical activity across the nation.
Well, what makes it a leader?
When other states come to us and they are looking at our documents, they're taking a look at what we're doing within the state around quality physical education and physical activity within schools, I think that's kudos to us.
Ruckhose says it's definitely a concern that schools offer enough PE, but she says enforcing the state law meant to ensure that is not currently part of the Education Department's legislative agenda. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.
What's most important about today on a day that's really hot?
Drink water.
Great. Okay. Make sure you do that. Oh, I hope it's not 90 tomorrow.